It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One of the mistakes we make when we think of God is that we think of Him only in religious terms. We divorce God from the physical and material areas of life. Anyone who is willing to make a serious study will find God to be just as concerned with our physical and material needs as our spiritual needs. He's interested in the whole person. One of the Ten Commandments requires one day in seven as a day of rest. This is not only for religious purposes, but also for physical and health purposes. Physically, the body must have rest in order to function properly. Pity the poor person who never learns this. One of the secrets of Jesus' strength was that occasionally he managed to get away, to be alone. Each of us needs to get away sometimes, whether it be to the woods behind our house or to the country across the ocean. Remember that the carpenter once said, "Let's get away from the crowd for a while and rest." The modern-day pace of living is entirely too fast for us to try to keep pace with it all. We must learn to live in a fast-moving world without killing ourselves trying to keep up with it. We can overextend ourselves. We must learn to make the proper choices and to say no to some things which beckon us. We can take on too much, become too involved in too many things. A mother once told me how much time she spent just taking her children to and from their activities. It was something like 3 hours a day. She was exhausting herself trying to keep up with everything and everyone. The secret to a healthy life is balance. We need to learn to work hard and rest easy. Remember that you can overdo anything, working and resting. Try to learn the proper balance and maintain that level. But let me say it once again. Occasionally, we need to get away for a while. A person needs some time to rest, to think, to get his perspective straight in this fast-moving world. You know, I remember a meeting in which I was listening to another preacher, and he said rather boastfully on the subject of vacations that he had not had a vacation in 20 years. Well, another minister leaned over and whispered into my ear, "Yes, and the people who have to listen to him can tell it." A time apart can be anything which breaks the routine, a vacation, special trips, a refresher course in school, even a hobby. I like to go fishing when I can, which is not very often. Even if I don't catch a thing, at least I can lean back and sleep while I wait for the fish to bite. It helps my soul catch up with my system. Everyone needs a hobby. Then when things get to be too much, the pace gets to moving too fast, you can turn to your hobby and rest your mind for a while. I've found that my hobbies, few as they are, have been a part of my physical and mental salvation. Divide the word recreation into two parts, and you get recreation. Recreation is a time to recreate, to renew. Why drive yourself to the breaking point which is bad for you and a burden on others? Let's get away for a while and rest. Don't ignore this important part of life.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.